No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Monday, July 3rd. I'm Alana Rocha from the Texas Tribune, in for host David Brown. The surfacing of some eyebrow-raising comments made in 2009 by a then-Baylor University regent made headlines in Texas this weekend. Those comments, written in emails to a faculty advisor, were directed towards a group of female students the regent suspected of drinking alcohol. This news comes as the university continues to face ongoing litigation over a sexual assault scandal that's rocked Baylor Nation. Philip Erickson is a higher education reporter for the Waco Tribune and first reported the story over the weekend. He joins us now. Philip, thanks for coming on the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.
So where do we begin here? I guess, first off, tell us a little more about the story behind these controversial comments made by a former Baylor regent. Who made them and what did he say and why?
So these emails were submitted within a Title IX lawsuit that Baylor is facing. They're currently facing six. And they were submitted in an effort to show that from the highest levels of Baylor, even on the Board of Regents, there was a bad view of alcohol. Obviously, Baylor's a Baptist university, but this regent claimed to have photos of certain, sorority members who he believed to be drinking alcohol. So he, you know, made these comments to the faculty advisor at the time. And he was obviously very upset. He called them perverted little tarts, very bad apples, the vilest and most despicable of girls. So this is in 2009. These were just submitted to show kind of a culture of victim blaming. And of course, in the findings of fact document that was released last year, it showed that alcohol policies prevented sexual assault victims from reporting the incidents. So what they called this the findings of fact in action. That's what the lawyer said.
Now, who is this regent, and give us a little bit of his background?
This is Buddy Jones, and he served on the board from 2003 to 2013, and he was board chairman from 2011 to 2012. And he's a former Texas state representative, and he is now a powerful lobbyist in Austin. But he is known to really have quite an influence over Baylor from his entire time on the board.
What's the response been here? I mean, from the university, from Jones himself, I understand he replied to a request from the Texas Tribune over the weekend, as well as a response from the community up there.
Right. He sent a statement to the Texas Tribune saying that, you know, these are statements he made almost a decade ago. In 2009, he said they were written in a moment of anger and emotion, and that he certainly regrets saying them. He also mentioned that he has four daughters. Some of the chatter I've seen online is mainly that of disgust. Anyone who has followed Baylor over the last few years has known that Buddy Jones is someone who, this may not be totally surprising to hear from him, and they certainly know that, he did, as I mentioned, have power on the board and within the university. So mainly just that of disgust and some relief that he's not on the board anymore.
And to be clear, the comments that we're referencing from Jones weren't related specifically to any of the 10 plaintiffs?
There's no indication of that. I believe these are photos that he saw of a certain sorority. They say that it was actually an engagement party, and the faculty advisor he emailed them to said that actually these women were all at least 21 years old. So there were no laws being broken. So no, but as far as we know, that they're not the plaintiffs.
How does this bode for the Title IX lawsuit against the university over the sexual assault scandal there? And what new updates can you give us related to that?
Well, I guess that's really up for the judge to decide how this will impact that Title IX lawsuit. The plaintiff's lawyers have said that this is just evidence that there was this attitude at Baylor that maybe fostered a certain culture. There are six lawsuits in total, and they're all Title IX lawsuits, and there are also a number of other investigations that are still ongoing. The NCAA, the Big 12 is conducting a review, and it was reported some months ago that the Big 12 would hold off on 25% of Baylor's cut of money from that's distributed within the Big 12. the Texas Rangers, which is the state's elite law enforcement agency, is investigating. And also another important thing that doesn't get mentioned too much was that Baylor is currently under warning status by its accreditation agency. And that will be reviewed once again in October. So they're not on probation by their accreditation agency, but they're given a warning. So that could get corrected near the end of this year, but that is significant.
Philip Erickson is a higher education reporter for the Waco Tribune. Philip, thanks again for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.